Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to The Bosses. That's where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for today, The Big Boss, and I'm here with my amigo, The Professor. What's up, bro?
What's going on, brother? What's happening?
Another day in the life. Another day in the life. Let's just bang out this week so I can get to the weekend.
And it's only Tuesday.
And it's only Tuesday, one of the most useless days
indeed
in the calendar.
It really, really is.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we got a couple things for you guys in geek news. A couple things releasing this week. I'm going to geek out a little bit, and then we're going to send you on your merry way. So let's get into it. First things first, we got a discless Xbox One slated to be released in May. This is the Xbox that they have been giving other nicknames, Anaconda, among other names. We had no idea what this was going to be. Thought it was going to be next gen, but it is still the Xbox One. There is just no disc drive in it. So I'm assuming it's going to be cheaper. But,
Yeah, let's just assume that.
Yeah.
You know it's not.
Right. Oh, man.
Took the drive up. We'd give you a bigger hard drive. So, you know, $400. Okay. You know that's going to be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt in my mind.
What they'll probably do is, because it's discless, they're going to put a larger hard drive in there. So it'll probably be no disk bay, but like 5 terabytes or 2 or 3 or whatever.
Yeah. I would bet probably 2 is gonna be my guess.
Yeah. Because they're not that generous.
So they really are trying to push everybody to digital downloads and not trying to go with the physical media anymore.
I mean, to be realistic, they already got us doing digital downloads. It's like, I buy a disc and I still got to install, or it's like the disc provides a key so that I can install a digital download anyway.
Yeah, it's true. And all the DLC is all digital download these days anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, all right. Another Xbox. Woo.
Yeah.
This is anticlimactic to say in the least. I mean, I got my Xbox One X, which is phenomenal. I got the 4K. I got the 1 terabyte. I got the disk drive. And plus, I got the ports to put more drives in. So, you know, I mean, they're not offering me nothing I'd want to change my trade in my Xbox for. But I guess, you know, the more casual gamers that just want to get Xbox Live and Game Pass and call it a day, this is a way to do that. They're about to make CDs obsolete, man.
Or another, we kind of knew that was going to happen for games at some point.
Yeah,
you know, whether Sony goes that direction or not is a whole other question.
Right.
But I mean, like you're saying, I've got my Xbox One, still my first ever Xbox. Well, actually, no, I guess it's the second, because I had the. No, that was 360. Yeah, it's my first Xbox One. I was thinking I had that Gears of War edition, but that was my 360.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, we both got it around that time.
Yeah.
Got that.
And I don't have any, you know, other than 4K, but I don't have a 4K TV yet, so there's no reason for me to upgrade a thing. So,
yeah,
I can't see myself upgrading to a new one anytime soon. Of course, every time I say that, I do it anyway.
Yeah, I got the 4K TV. Hadn't been using it to its full capability, and then got the Xbox One X from my lovely lady, and she hooked me up, and I got a. The first game I played on there was Origins, man, and Assassin's Creed Origins, man, and they upscaled to 4K, and I'm telling you, some of the best images from that game, man.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So it's some good stuff. It's definitely worth it.
I'm having a hard time letting go of my TV, though, for two reasons. One, it works.
Hey.
And two, it's still my 3D TV. You know me and my 3D.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dang, they don't even sell those anymore, do they?
I don't think they do. Yeah. I've looked up 4K 3D TVs, and there's like a handful of them.
Yeah.
But they're like $4,000.
Yeah.
So, that ain't going to happen. I mean, I'm going to have to either find a way to have both of my TVs in here at some point, because at some point I'm going to want a new TV. Or I'm going to have to give up my 3D home viewing.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, at this point, look, if the TV's still working, ride it out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. I was like, I still got a TV downstairs that I got open box. Joint takes, no lie, 20 to 25 minutes to start up. But it still works, and I'm still using it.
Turn it on, come back a little later.
I was like, yo, we have to, me and the lady make plans. She's like, oh, I'll come over. We can watch some TV. I was like, oh, you want to watch some TV downstairs? Oh, yeah, we could do that. Start the TV now. I'm like, okay. All right. And no lie, by the time she finally gets over here, it's you on got a TV. And functioning.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Struggles.
That is funny.
Next up, we got a new trailer for the final season of Game of Thrones, man. It is going down. King of the North.
It's literally only a few weeks away at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime in April. I forget the exact. I think it's April 14th, if I remember the dates correctly.
Yeah, that's what I think I saw.
It looks so. All the articles now are saying that there is a battle scene this season that rivals the Battle of Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings Two Towers.
Look.
I can't even. And all the articles are kind of funny because they say every actor who had to film this scene hated it beyond what you could even imagine. Because I think they said it took them like a month to film it. It was all nights. And it was cold and wet. And they said all of them hated it. But they all say this is the greatest scene you've ever seen.
Man. Well,
not just this show, but on most shows. So
yeah. Man, that's crazy.
I don't know. I can't wait. I'm going to be sad to see it go, but I cannot wait to watch this last season.
That's going to be epic, yo.
The way that trailer, like the whole trailer is just them like, the war's coming, we got to prepare, the war's coming. And the very last shot, just those two skeletal horse legs that stamp down and then ends. It's brilliant.
The Iceman cometh.
Oh, so good.
It's going to be crazy.
It is.
I'm so ready. Like, if this season is going to go out the way that I think it is, it's going to be phenomenal. And we're all going to be shook by the end of it.
I'm fairly certain we're going to be left with, like, three characters whose names we actually know that are going to survive.
And more questions than anything.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Nobody's going to know what happens, except for George R. R. Martin. And, you know, the risks of him dropping dead any day are pretty high, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah. April 14th, you said?
I believe that's it.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy. So, guys, look for it. It's coming out soon. If you haven't checked the trailer, check it out. It is pretty epic. Speaking of trailers, we got a new Shazam trailer out. I was already like on board for this movie just to see it. Cause you know, I just, anything geek, I'm going to go see it. But like now I'm like really interested in this film now.
This trailer was pretty good. I have to admit. I mean, the other trailers piqued my curiosity. No doubt about that,
mm-hmm.
But none of them made me go, I really want to see this. Something about this one makes me kind of really want to go see it. It just looks like it's going to be a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, man.
Which is odd for a DC movie at this point, because every other one is just dark as hell. you know, even Wonder Woman and Aquaman had some pretty dark parts to it. This one doesn't look like it's really going to have much. Like, obviously, there's going to be some darkness in it, because there's bad guys, and it's going to be, you know, some kind of fight between the two of them at some point. But it looks like, from what they're showing in the trailers now, it looks like they're really going for more of a comedy movie. And it actually looks like it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. I spoiled myself. I went on to IMDb, looked at the cast, see what they were doing. And, I mean, they're about to do some big things. Sucks that I found out by just being too nosy, but, it is what it is.
Well, I mean, I found out some stuff too, just by looking at, like, you know, I follow a whole bunch of like Funko Pop, social media sites.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, they release all the stuff like early, so you know that it's coming. And they released one for Shazam that I looked at, and I was like, oh, I probably could have dealt without knowing that beforehand.
Yeah, I know.
They were going to do this, and this.
Yeah.
With all these characters. But ultimately, spoilers. If I'm going to go see a movie anyway, spoilers don't really bother me.
Right.
The only movie spoilers that would probably bother me right now would be endgame spoilers.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to end up seeing him and looking for him anyway, just because that's the kind of person I am. But it's not going to stop me from seeing the movie 18 times, you know, at this point, just because. But, like, that's the only one I really would prefer not to see spoilers on at this point. Otherwise, yeah. You know, whatever. I don't care. If I'm going to go see it anyway, I'm going to go see it anyway. So, spoilers or whatever. I'm going to find out all about it eventually.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And there's inevitably going to be something that doesn't get spoiled that'll pop up in the movie. And Red Skull in Infinity War.
Right.
I'd never heard anything about that anywhere.
Yeah.
And when that hit in the movie theater, I went, I think I literally gasped out loud at that
point. Yeah, yeah. That was actually good. That was actually a good little moment.
It was great.
So, man. So keeping it, let's keep it going with the trailers. We got that Dark Phoenix trailer that came out. I did not get a chance to check this one out. I don't think he missed too much. Yeah. I mean, if it's the same images of what we've been seeing, I'm just like, all right, man, just hurry up and do this so we can go ahead and pass this over to Marvel.
there's a little more in this newest third trailer. Like they show, and it's another one of those trailers that just spoils everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they show how she gets the Phoenix powers in the trailer. They show, you know, one of the characters is clearly going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made that very clear in these trailers as to who it is.
Right.
So I won't say it just in case you're not watching the trailers, but if you watch any of the trailers, especially if you watch all three of them,
mm-hmm.
they're killing somebody off and you know who it is. They basically tell you almost immediately.
Dang.
It's just stupid. You know what I mean? So, I haven't been a fan of anything beyond like X2.
Right.
For any of the X-Men movies that have been done.
Right.
I do not like Jennifer Lawrence all that much. The only thing I ever think I've ever actually seen her in that I didn't mind her in was Passengers.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't even that good a movie, ultimately.
Mm.
I don't like her particularly as Mystique.
Right, right.
I don't like that they've made Mystique an X-Men leader. That's never been, that I remember, any part of the comics anywhere. She was always part of the Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm not a big fan of her in general. I'm not a fan of, basically, they took Alexandra Shipp, who's been playing Storm.
Yeah.
Who looked great in the last two movies as Storm.
Right.
And this movie looks more like Halle Berry than she looks like Storm. if you see the, when you watch the new trailer, you know what I'm talking about. Like, she looks, they make her look like Storm from X1 and X2. And it's like, you didn't need to do that. She looked perfect in the last two movies. She just kept the same look with her and let her go.
Yeah.
You know, and it just didn't, you know, it's very clear in the trailer they're going to do a whole other Quicksilver scene.
Yeah, because that's pretty much their bread and butter every movie. A little Quicksilver in there.
And I don't like Evan Peters to begin with, so.
Dang.
Part of it for me was him in American Horror Story.
Okay.
I really didn't like him in that, so, you know, I kind of shaded my view of him. But I don't know. I'm definitely not really looking all that forward to this movie. I mean, I love McAvoy. I love Fassbender as those two characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was pretty clear in Age of Apocalypse that Fassbender was like, yeah, just sign the check so I can get this over with. So I'm not really looking forward to this one. I mean, I'll probably end up still going to see it, but I'm just not looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So there's that. I mean, hopefully, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I mean, it's like, I guess they're just like, hey, we made the movie already. We might as well send it out. So
that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like.
It's kind of sad because they've been there with New Mutants as well. So that's done. And they're just figuring out where to put this at. Because this was supposed to come out last year, maybe a year, 2 years ago.
I think it's supposed to be out last year.
Yeah.
I think the New Mutants was supposed to be out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And just kind of got shoved into the back.
Yep.
But I think this was supposed to be out last year.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm going to see it as a geek. I got to do this. I'm obliged to do this, but I'm just like ready for Marvel to have all their toys back. So,
yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man. And, let's, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the Blade news that we got. Or it's not really news, it's more of a rumor.
It's a rumor, but if it's true, ladies and gentlemen, the boss called it.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, yeah, he did. Buddy,
you heard it here first.
That's right.
So we got a source that's close to this news article that we read that's saying that Marvel is currently planning an R-rated Blade movie, which makes sense. I mean, it's been R. So
yeah,
this is pretty much par for the course. So and Wesley Snipes is supposed to be involved in this project. What it's looking like is that he's going to be transitioning to more of a mentor role, and they're gonna focus on Fallon Gray, his daughter, because they've been focusing on her in the comics, and we watched Blade kind of transition from the Daywalker to more of like a Whistler type character in this comic arc. So, but none of this has been confirmed. But you know, if this is really what's going to happen, this would be a great move by Marvel. We get to see a familiar face exist in the MCU. So my question is, do the original Blade movies then become canon? If it is, that's cool. If not, it's still cool. I'm still going to see this movie if they do it.
If that's what they do. Yeah. And that's really the only way I'd be comfortable with them doing it, with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against Wesley Snipes. I've always liked Wesley Snipes, and I like his movies for the most part.
Yeah.
I just think he's probably at an age where being the main star of a Blade movie might be a little beyond him.
Yeah. Like, it was cool in the 90s. It was cool in the 90s.
Oh, it was great in the 90s. I mean, let's see.
90s to 2000s? Yeah.
How old is Wesley these days? He's 56. Let's see. Robert Downey. I think Robert Downey Jr. is probably the oldest in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's 53. Now, he doesn't do the action in the movies. He's all CGI. He's in a suit of armor. He's all the CGI.
Right.
So that's okay. There's really nothing wrong with that.
But you're not going to CGI up Blade.
No.
Well, yeah. No.
And I'm sure he's in great shape. Wesley Snipes is always one of those guys who's been in great shape. He had a little time to do nothing but work out for a little while. So I'm sure he stayed in that good shape, ultimately.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't. I can't see him running around as the same character from the first two movies. I could see him playing basically the Whistler role,
mm-hmm.
with the girl as his, as his daughter, and you can see him get into a couple action scenes.
Yeah,
but I think having him play that role and having the daughter be the one to take on all that stuff, I think is probably the good idea. I think that's
definitely. Yeah,
who they would get to play his daughter is an interesting question. I don't know enough young actresses that would be able to fill in there who aren't really already tied up in things.
I'm trying to think who would be good for this. I can't really think of anyone off. What's her name? She was on True Blood. What is her name?
We do this every week.
Every week we do this. Rutina Wesley or Whistler or something. That's her
Rutina
name.
Wesley. Okay. Yeah. I see her.
Yeah. So,
okay.
She might actually, I know she has the capability of doing some of these action roles.
She was on Arrow for a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. She was one of the cops that turned. She was one of the SWAT cops that turned. Yep. So it's not like she couldn't do this role. And I feel like she would pull off that daughter of the Daywalker really smooth. So, I throw my hat in there for Rutina because she's pretty beast. I know I've seen a couple fan art images that have made Megan Good look like Fallon Gray, and the imagery is pretty close, so I don't know if the artist used Megan Good as an example, but I'm not going to spoil that because I know what project she's currently tied up in, and it's not going to happen. So oh man, So I mean, I'm looking forward to it. If they pursue this, I'm hoping that this is not just rumor. We're going to hear something about this coming down the line. I would love for this to be in the movies. Like, I know we've talked before about, it coming back as like a Netflix series, but I would love to see this back in the theaters. So,
well, it certainly wouldn't be a Netflix series at this point, but.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think I could see it as a full movie instead. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Kind of do what would be, I guess, be Blade 4 at this point.
Right.
Unless they just want to kind of restart the whole thing. You could still keep the old movies canon, but kind of restart it as a whole new series.
Right. So, we'll see. We keep you guys update. Hopefully, this comes through as truth, and your man, the big boss, was right. So,
that's right. He's the one who called it.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely right.
So we got some news about Zack Snyder doing a screening of his director's cut movies. But Justice League is not one of them. So sorry to disappoint.
One Zack Snyder movie that I'm just going to say thousands of people have been clawing for.
Yep.
Screaming for almost a year, maybe more now, and they're not going to show it.
I feel like
it doesn't exist.
Doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we know you guys want this, but I'm going to show all my other director's cuts. You're going to come see those.
Because what's going to happen is people are going to see Zack Snyder screening director's cuts tonight, blah, 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 blah. People are going to buy tickets like crazy. They're going to get there and they're going to go, what do you mean they're not showing Justice League? That's the one we want to see. I don't care about his Dawn of the Dead screener cut. I want to see Justice League. If this doesn't tell you that it doesn't exist, I don't know what does.
He just broke all y'all hearts out there, John.
Why would he do this? If he had that, why would it not be included?
Right.
If there was a fully blown director's cut for this movie that could be shown, why would you not have it? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So this is, I'm going to go on record saying it does not exist. Stop asking for it. Enough already. This proves it doesn't exist.
Oh, man.
It would still suck. So even if it did exist, it would still suck.
Yeah, because the beard cover up would still be there, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that awful CGI would still be there.
Which boggles my mind completely, right? Because, always in the death and return of Superman, they've always showed the black suit Superman with a beard. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Why would this be any different? Why wouldn't we get the long haired bearded Superman? They could have easily they do that with Chris Hemsworth, right? They attach a little something to his beard to make it longer.
I just remember seeing Mission Impossible right after that,
mm-hmm.
and going, that's what they wouldn't let him shave, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're complaining.
Like, he couldn't grow that back?
Right? It was basically like a 5 o'clock shadow with a little mustache. It wasn't even that thick of a mustache.
Yeah.
That was just Paramount giving the middle finger to DC Warner Brothers going, no, screw you. This is what we're going to, you can't change it.
It's like, what did y'all do to them? What did y'all do to Paramount to make them do that to y'all?
Seriously.
Yo.
I just don't. Like none of these are things that you can't. The only reason to go to this is to see it with him.
Yeah.
To have some kind of speech or some kind of talk from him. Because you can see all of these anywhere. You could buy them online. Like, there's no reason to go to a theater to watch all three. Plus, it's a weird trio of movies to watch back to back. Like, Batman v Superman and Watchmen kind of make sense because they're both comic book movies. But then Dawn of the Dead, on top of that, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So it just cracks me up that the one movie everybody wants is the one he's not going to show.
I'm pretty sure like they listed or they announced like Batman v Superman. Oh yeah, Watchmen. Yeah. Oh, he's going to say Justice League, Dawn of the Dead. Oh.
Yeah. It would be like that, and the one you've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Well, here it is, Dawn of the Dead.
What?
Did he not say Justice League? No, it's Dawn of the Dead. What do you mean, Dawn of the Dead?
We gonna give you another shot. Say it again for us.
Yeah, wait, you just kidding, right? He's just kidding.
He might say
Justice League. He's playing around. He meant Justice League, everybody. I didn't. It's going to be Dawn of the Dead.
That is how the dream cookie crumbles, folks.
That's right. what's the line? Felt like 1,000 people screaming out all at once. I can't remember the Star Wars line, but that's basically what it's going to be.
And suddenly are silenced.
That's right.
It's a great disturbance in the Force.
Great disturbance in the Force. We can't say Force. That's why we're... Right. Great disturbance
in the
multiverse. In the Schwartz. Did you say Force? No. No, I didn't. Nope. Didn't say it at all. Nope.
Oh, man. Don't come after us, guys. We love y'all movies, so it's like, don't even do that. That's not cool.
Shit. No.
Oh, man.
But anyway, good luck with that, Zach. Have at it, brother.
Yeah. Hopefully some folks join you for that one. But if they don't, you know, don't take it. No, take it as an insult. Yeah.
That's right.
Take it as an insult.
Take it as your fault because you're the one who screwed it all up.
Oh, man. Last piece of news we got for you guys.
I'm not so sure about this one.
I saw the boss. You see Boss Logic's picture, man. So he's got.
I did.
He's got this. So basically, what it is Oscar Isaac wants to throw his hat in to be Solid Snake for the Metal Gear movie, which is they've been talking about for like how many years?
Yeah, a long time. I like Oscar Isaac for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his Apocalypse was terrible, but I don't blame that on him entirely.
Yeah, that's not his fault. I don't put that evil on him.
But I don't feel, and maybe I just haven't seen him in enough. I just don't feel like he's got that griminess you need to be Solid Snake. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't have that Kurt Russell Snake Plissken feel or, who's another example of that kind of thing? Like, what's his name from? Oh my God. This could drive me crazy.
No, what's the name?
From Shoot 'em Up.
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen. Like, yeah. Clive Owen in Shoot 'em Up kind of has that griminess to him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's done some things that he just shouldn't have done in his lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even a little bit of that Keanu Reeves and John Wick kind of has some of that griminess to him.
Yeah.
I don't get that from Oscar Isaac in anything I've seen him in. Even, you know, for Poe Dameron, who I'm sure is supposed to have had some of that. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have that feel to me as an actor. So I don't know. Because you need that for Snake. You need to be that guy who's going to be like, what did you do there? Don't worry about it.
Just keep right.
Kind of, you know what I mean? Like
less
that kind of
snarky
thing.
And more grizzled. You know what I'm
saying?
Yes,
grizzled's a great choice of words. Yeah. So I just don't know. Like Bruce Willis would be great, but he's too old. You know what I mean?
Bruce Willis would have made a great Max Payne. That was a missed opportunity.
Yes, he would have. Yeah. Kurt Russell would have been great, but he's too old. You know what I mean? Like those are the kind of guys you want to see playing Solid Snake. I'm trying to see if I can think of anybody who I would like to see.
He could still be the big boss, though.
He could be the big boss. John Bernthal would probably be a good Solid Snake.
Yeah.
He's a perfect example of what I'm looking for, too.
Sans grunts. Like, sans punishment grunts. We don't need that.
We don't need the grunts so much. But yeah. But like, he's got that whole thing. His Frank Castle has that griminess you need in someone as Solid Snake. Like that. I've killed people all over the place and you're never going to know about it just because kind of thing. So I just don't know if I feel like Oscar. Could be completely wrong. Could be 100% wrong.
Yeah, he could come out and kill it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he's really got that kind of feel for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm interested. You know, I just want to see the movie get made. That's what I want to see.
I was just going to say, yeah. I want to see the movie in general and hope it's a good one.
Right. You know what I'm saying? There's so much story to tell there. So, you know, hopefully they'll actually start putting this thing into production because they are taking an awfully long time.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Oh, man. So what we got coming out this week, we got Captain Marvel, and there's some post-credit scenes.
There are two confirmed post-credit scenes, one pre-credits, one post-credits.
All right.
So that means, you know, like a minute after the movie ends, there'll be some names thrown up, then they'll have a scene, and then you wait to the very, very end, and then there's another scene beyond that. What they are, I have no idea. I haven't looked it up. I don't intend to look it up for this one.
Okay.
Because it's only 3 days away at this point.
Right.
But I did check to make sure there are two post-credit scenes that have been confirmed for Captain Marvel.
Nice. So you guys know the drill. Don't leave when the movie's over. Let these other chumps roll out of the theater. Just look at them like, ugh.
You want to ask, what, you've never been to a Marvel movie before?
Where are you fly going? By night fan. How people dare
don't
you?
Don't get it. You just don't get it. Away with you. I want you to leave.
I should just go to random theaters in the tri-state and just like, as soon as Captain Marvel, sit down. Don't move.
Just walk down to where they walk out to put your hand up. Mm-mm.
Don't do it.
Don't take your eyes off the screen. Just put your hand up and don't let anybody get past you. Mm-mm. Ain't over yet.
Oh, man.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I got tickets for Friday and I got tickets for Sunday. So
I'm Friday. I'm off from work, so I'm definitely going Friday. We'll see if it gets a second one out of me this weekend or not.
Yeah. Half a day on Friday, so I'm going to roll up there. See it in standard and then in prime 3D on Sunday. Because I'm trying to maximize. I have not been using my A-list the way that I should. And I have access to these movies that are ridiculously priced. And I get to see them for free. Well, not for free, but $25 a month. But, you know.
Still ain't bad.
Yeah, still not bad. And I need to make it so that this is worth it. And I need to at least see two movies a month.
Let's see. What am I going? What am I going? Where's Friday? Friday. So we'll be no. There we go. Oh, there's no IMAX. What is wrong with my stupid movie theater? There's no IMAX 3D.
Come on, guys. Y'all gotta get on this.
Get it together.
You know the deal.
What is King of Prussia? Where's King of Prussia? Let's see if King of Prussia's got the IMAX 3D. They might get my money on Friday.
Yeah. It's all about who wants the ticket money.
That's what I'm saying. Where is it? Oh, I got
the. And even though concessions are still pretty high, I still like to partake. They have some delightful snacks on the menu. they just started selling a waffle and chicken sandwiches at the AMC and Cheerio.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay. So y'all want my money. Okay.
So y'all want me to fall asleep in the middle of the night.
Yo,
okay,
as soon as that chair hit that lean back and that waffle, that chicken and waffle sandwich is successfully slid down my gullet, it's a wrap.
And King of Prussia doesn't even have it in 3D. All right, fine. 2D, it's going to have to be.
The struggle is real, somebody. Man.
I'm telling you. They have regular 3D, but they don't have IMAX 3D. These movie theaters start to suck.
And it's not enough theaters now.
I'll take
that, though, because it's like, we get these comfy seats now, man. And AMC, man, I don't know what they put in their seats, but as soon as you can't put that seat down too far, because you're not watching the movie. Oh, man. What else we got coming out this week? We got American Gods Season 2.
American Gods.
Starting up on Sunday, man. If you haven't read the book, read the book because it's amazing. Watch the first season again just to catch up. I mean, this was an adaptation, y'all. I'm telling you. I cannot wait for Season 2. Season 1
was one of the most bizarre things I've ever watched in my entire life. And it was awesome.
It was. Man, freaking Crispin Freeman. Is that his name? Crispin Freeman?
Crispin Glover?
Where are you Freeman from? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, maybe I know somebody named Crispin Freeman. I don't know. But Crispin Glover, man, is Mr. World.
Yep.
Dude. There's some solid casting in this.
Ian McShane. Yeah. I love Ian McShane.
Yeah, man. Mr. Wednesday. If you haven't watched season 1, I'm not going to tell you nothing. Go see Mr. Wednesday, though. But yeah, I mean, it's just a solid cast, man. I like the guy, Ricky Whittle or something.
Ricky Whittle.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Yep.
As Shadow Moon. Like, yo, I just saw a promo image of him for season two of American Gods. Dude is giving me mad John Stewart Green Lantern vibes.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
God, I forgot Orlando Jones was in the show too.
Yeah, man, Mr. Ed Nancy.
Peter Stormare, how do you pronounce his name?
Yeah. Mr. Nancy is like one of my favorite characters in the American Gods book. So
Orlando Jones is one of those weird actors where it's like you mention his name and everybody's like, that guy's just a goofball. And then you see some of the stuff that he's in, you're like, no, he's not. No,
he's not at all.
He's actually got a really good range as an actor, yep. Which is surprising.
It's crazy. Didn't he start on Mad TV? He started on Mad TV.
I think he might have. Let me see. I got IMDb up here, so let's.
He's out there killing it.
Mr. Jones's IMDb. Where do we have him start? Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, man.
He started in Herman's Head, which was an old 1992 TV show. But he apparently must have been a bit player. It just says Cop is his name. Then he was on A Different World. And then he was on Mad TV.
Yep.
Let's see. What else has he been in? He was in Office. I don't remember him in Office Space.
I think I remember him in Office Space. It was small, though. It was small. It was because I had seen him in some of his later stuff that I recognized him in Office Space. Because, you know, it took me a while before I watched that one.
Yeah. And he was Clifford Frank. There's a bunch of stuff in between. But then he was Clifford Franklin in The Replacements, where he was hilarious.
Yeah.
Then he was in Evolution, which was actually a pretty funny movie.
It was funny.
What's his name from X-Files? David Duchovny.
Yeah.
It's a funny movie. And Sean Patrick.
Sean Patrick Harris?
Sean Stifler. Sean William Scott.
Yeah, there you go.
Sean William
Scott. One of those three namers.
Exactly. Then he was in Drumline, which I've never seen.
Saw Drumline. He was pretty good in that, John.
He was on Bernie Mac 2. Bernie Mac Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm confusing because he did a voice in Halo 2. That's why I'm confusing it. I'm looking for stuff that people remember. Ghost Whisperer?
Nah, that was the show. That was the show with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's the one, yeah. He was in there for an episode, looks like. He was on House at one point.
Yeah.
Necessary Roughness, the TV series.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good show.
I don't know a lot of these things. A lot of things I just don't know.
That was the show James Olsen was on before.
He's in Sleepy Hollow for a little while.
Yeah, that's right.
The police chief, I think, right?
That's right. He was the police chief after Clancy, right? He was the...
Yes.
Yes.
He took over there.
Yep.
And then
man, that was a good show.
Next thing. It really was. It's a shame.
Yep.
Last.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... I mean, look. Dane Cook, Gillian Anderson, Emily Browning, Ian McShane, Ricky Whittle, Crispin Glover. A lot of names you would recognize. Faces you would recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Cloris Leachman. I'm not even sure if she's still alive. Cloris Leachman. Peter Stormare, who's one of my all-time favorite character actors.
Yeah.
He's in everything. You never know his name until you see his face, and he's in everything.
I always lovingly call him the Russian in everything that he's in.
Well, it's because he is Russian in everything. Even though he's actually Swedish, he plays a Russian in everything.
Everything.
He was Lucifer in the Constantine movie.
Yep.
He was in John Wick. He was the beginning of John Wick 2. He's the guy who's got his car.
Yep. Bad Boys 2.
He's in Bad Boys 2. Yeah. Yep. He's the drunk at the end. He's in a whole bunch. He was in Fargo. Oh, he's in Fargo. That's right.
Yeah, man.
He was on Prison Break. He was in Armageddon. He's in all. Look him up. You'll see everything.
He's a character actor, and he's like consistently been the same character in most of his roles, but it's been incredible. Yep. Like he gets paid.
He does. And you'll recognize the face anytime you say, oh my God, he was in Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. Yikes. Oof. There's some bad ones in here.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Money is money.
Yeah, true. 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 But yeah, there's just an awesome cast in that show. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. I have to go back and watch season one again because I haven't watched it in a while. I got to try to remember everything that was going on, but I'm looking forward to that. I love that show.
Yeah, man. So, this week's Geeking Out, we got two items, you know. I'm geeking out obviously about the Division 2. Just got finished playing the open beta. Next week is the 0 hour. Next week is game day. So
yeah, we may not have a podcast next week, ladies and
gentlemen. I'm just gonna be completely honest with you on this one. We might have to put it off. You know what I'm saying? There might just
either it'll be just me. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, either that or you know we might do a stream. Yeah, we might do a stream.
All right.
For Division, get the crew on, crack jokes and do it up.
I don't know if I'm picking it up for day one, but I'll definitely get on the stream and at least watch.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. That's what I'm geeking out about. That game is coming together. I mean, there's some minor issues that I hope that they fix that I thought they were going to fix from the private beta to the open beta. But, you know, it's just like sound stuff and some minor glitches here and there.
Does the sound still randomly turn off?
Yeah, it just like turns off and it's just like you don't hear anything, which is a game like that. Sound is necessary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You need to know where your enemies are coming from. And if you can't hear them, you're going to get ravaged because it's like five guys that'll come and press you at any given time. So hopefully they'll fix that because I really need that to be fixed. Other than that, I'm good with the game. It's solid. Like it's much more realistic than the first one. You have to spend like a whole clip trying to tear down somebody in their armor. Man, you hit aim for the head. As soon as the head armor comes off, it's like light work. So I'm with it. So what you got for us, Professor?
So for me, the big news on Friday may potentially not be Captain Marvel. For me, Friday, the big news is the potential that the Marvel Fox deal will be official. Ink to paper, I's dotted, T's crossed, official as of this Friday.
Woo!
Which is the one thing I've been waiting for at this point.
Yeah, man.
I need these things back at Marvel, personally. That's just me.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? If it happens, it's entirely possible we'll get some kind of reference to it all at the end of Endgame. You know, we're going to see all kinds of stuff ready for Phase 4 or Phase 5, whatever they're going to do with it. You know what I mean? But Fantastic Four will happen. X-Men will happen. All of this will happen at Marvel, and it will all be finally done right.
I feel very positive that we're going to get an X-Men stinger at the end of Endgame. I feel very positive that we're going to get a Hugh Jackman cameo. I don't know if it's going to be Wolverine, but I feel it in my bones.
I feel like there's going to be a stinger that simply, and I don't know what the setup will be. My feeling is the stinger's going to be, you're going to see a hand with three claws pop out of it, and then it's going to go black. That's what I feel like the stinger's going to be, if that happens, which I'm really hoping that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, man.
So the only bothersome thing to me, and I don't know if it's true, it's all rumor, is that they're already planning Fantastic Four, which obviously I'm good with, but the rumor is the first villain is not going to be Doctor Doom.
Oh yeah.
So
take your time.
Yeah, let's not be too hasty here.
Yeah.
Unless it's a stinger. If there's a movie stinger with Dr. Doom in it that proves he's in the next one, I'm good.
Yep.
But I have to see the proper Doctor full armor, green cloak, green hood, green cloth over, you know, tunic over the arm. I have to see that character from Marvel. I have to see that appearance or I will not be happy. So don't give me none of this. Here's the mask and I can shoot lightning bolts out of my hands. Don't give me this. I'm just a hacker who falls into some random planet volcano and comes out with stuff all over my, no.
Garbage bag.
Give me this garbage crap. Yeah, garbage bag.
Garbage bag, man.
No, I need Victor Von Doom, full suit of armor, ruling Latveria. With Doom bots, that's what I need. That's what I want.
You complete with Marvel. Supernatural abilities.
Yes. Yes. You know what? Oh.
Yup. Yup. Yup.
A Doctor Strange stinger.
Yup.
With the, oh, brilliant. Yup.
That would be so awesome, yo.
That would be fantastic. Oh.
Yeah, buddy.
All this has to happen at this point, or I'm not going to be satisfied.
Everything is just going to fall flat if you don't.
That's what I'm worried about.
But yeah, man.
I have. Give me a call, Marvel. I'll help you out.
I'm telling you.
And it won't even be that expensive compared to, you know, like some of the people you have now.
I just need somebody to pay my student loans. That's it.
Well, I mean, look, if I'm giving them ideas and they're using them, I'm going to want a little something extra on the side there.
If they're going to be like, you know, I don't know if we could just pay my student loans. Please.
Just give me enough money that I don't ever have to work again. That's all I need.
Let me just focus on this. Go,
what time is it? Doesn't matter. I'm going back to sleep. That's what I want. That's all I need. It's not that much to ask.
Oh, like, man.
$4 million could probably do that for me.
Easy.
I don't think that's simple, that
man.
Much.
I'm a simple man.
Come on, Mickey. I know you got $4 million in your pocket.
Oh, man. You probably just dropped $4 million right now for no reason.
Right? So you blow your nose at $4 million.
Out there swimming in your pile of money like with Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck, it's right. Especially once you open the Galaxy's Edge Park in these places. Please. Yo. Come on, son.
Give me all the money.
Give you all my ideas. Just need like $4 million and I'm good. That's all I need.
Oh, man. So, yeah, man. So, hopefully Friday we got some breaking news we'll share with you guys on Facebook. I would love
Friday
to do that.
Good day. Friday could be a real good day.
Yep. Yeah, man. So stay tuned. We'll keep you guys posted.
That's right.
So, yeah, that is it for us here at the Boss's Desk today. If you guys are tuning in for the first time, you know,
shame on you.
You know, but you know, welcome to the party. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that too.
Just don't forget to follow us on all of our social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube, all under the Boss's Desk. So look for us there. We'll have this podcast up on Google Play and iTunes. So subscribe, and you'll get new updates for episodes that we release. If you have any questions about anything you heard in the show, and you want to share it with us here, send us your questions on Twitter. Just tweet at the Boss's Desk or send us an email at questions@thebossesdesk.com. And whatever you share with us, whether it be a question, a theory, or some news item that you want us to talk about, we will share it here on the Geek News of the Week. So, yeah, that is it for us here today. We will catch you guys next week. We're out.
See you.